night and a drink of rum.
We like come and we want to home.
Stack banana till the morning come.
We like come and we want to home.
Come, Mr. Tallyman, tally me banana.
We like come and we want to home.
Come, Mr. Tallyman, tally me banana.
We like come and
And welcome back to Breakthrough Entertainment, Halloween Spooktacular Part 2, right here on 1480 AM KPHX. Greg Isaac, Joseph Erdo, our great producer, Eric Reinert, and all I can think about with this song, of course, is a great scene from Beetlejuice.
Harry Belafonte, yes. Banana Boat Song, Tally Me Banana. This is from Beetlejuice. Yeah. Beetlejuice, I can't wait
for the... You don't
want
his banana, Eric?
I can't wait for Beetlejuice 2 to come out.
They're still doing it?
Oh, I didn't know they were making
it. Okay, good. Yeah.
And Winona Ryder will be back.
She's back?
Yeah.
Okay, very cool.
I love Crazy Eyes.
Michael Keaton, too?
Yeah. Well, of course. Yeah, you can't have it without Michael Keaton.
There's no Beetlejuice without Michael Keaton.
Yeah, he made Beetlejuice.
Yes. Breakthrough Entertainment's Halloween spooky.
It got him into Batman. Really, if he wasn't doing that with Tim Burton, we might have seen Bill Murray as Batman. He was in the lead.
Well, there you go.
Which would have been interesting.
And, Beetlejuice, from Beetlejuice to from Dusk Till Dawn. Right now, we are speaking with actress Blair Bomar on behalf of the TV series From Dusk Till Dawn. Thank you so much for joining us, Blair.
Hi, thank you so much for having me. And I would be lying if I said I wasn't dancing just now to that song when you guys had me on hold.
Excellent. Hey, our friends on Meerkat, we're at Breakthrough Entertainment on Meerkat. You know, I'm dancing here in the studio, and I feel like Greg's looking at me like, just,
well, my beard
crazy
is dancing.
Or what?
Yeah.
I know. So you got to dance.
Are you judging him for dancing? Wait, why?
He also judges me for singing.
Yeah. Well, dancing's okay.
No.
Yeah, the singing thing we're going to work with him a little bit on.
Oh,
Greg hates
okay.
the singing.
No. Oh, but you got the green light for dancing. That's
he does. Yeah.
Yeah. Okay.
We got the yellow light or the orange light, whatever it is, on singing right
orange
now.
Orange light, colorblind.
What is it? Yeah.
Wow. Okay.
Howie Mandel.
Wow. So we just saw you a couple nights ago on From Dusk Till Dawn, Blair. You know, to introduce us to your character. We met you in a bar, right?
You did. You met me at Jackknife Jed's. My name's Alice. I'm the head waitress there at the local honky tonk. And I've got a little bit of a dark side as a culebra, which is a snake vampire.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, that's kind of where I hide out at Jackknife Jed's.
Oh, so do you get to spend some time in the makeup chair and all that?
Absolutely, yeah. Gosh, the process is probably about 2.5-3 hours.
Oh, wow.
Wow.
Yeah, and it was so cool. Everybody that worked in the makeup department was amazing, and, like, you really got to see yourself transform from, well, a gal with way too much hair, with way too much hairspray, which actually I don't believe that exists, kind of makeup, leather hot pants, into, like, a monster, like a legit monster. It was kind of cool, like, to watch that inner monster come out myself, and also very entertaining to go through the lunch line in that makeup. You treat it a little bit differently,
nice.
Just a little bit. Not as many people wanted to sit next to me.
Aww.
Strange.
Aww.
But cool.
I would sit next to you, Blair.
Yes.
I'm just saying.
Oh, why, thank you. Thank you. As long as you're singing and dancing.
Yes.
There we go. There we go. Now you can sing and dance.
All
it's
right,
okay.
Thank
you. As long as Blair says it's okay. Now, Blair, of course, you know, From Dusk Till Dawn, when the Quentin Tarantino's original film came out, I believe it was 1996. And now,
yes.
Before being cast on the show, and I know there were some sequels to the movie as well, but had you seen any of the movies before joining the team? TV show?
Oh, yeah. Gosh, I was a fan of the first one. Yeah, mm-hmm. I remember Fantanico Pandemonium, Salma Hayek originally in that role was just...
Oh, yes.
Essentially, like a revelation. Like, oh my gosh, what am I watching right now? That's amazing.
Yeah.
And I've always been a Quentin Tarantino fan and George Clooney. And it's so great because I feel like this show's been so well cast for the series and everything. And, like, nobody disappoints. They bring, like, the same... They bring their own spin to the character, but it still has that cult feel. And, like, they don't disappoint. Like, this chick, Aza Gonzalez, is Fantanico Pandemonium, and this on this round, and she's mesmerizing. Like, I found myself on set being like, just like watching her. She's so great. I loved it.
Yeah, and you know, I remember watching the first episode of the first season of From Dusk Till Dawn and just being blown away because it felt like a movie. I mean, I love when pilots of TV shows feel like standalone films as well. Don't you agree?
Oh, yeah. Yes, for sure. Gosh, TV is so much more exciting these days.
Yeah, definitely, definitely.
Yeah.
And, you know, of course, let's remind our listeners, we are speaking with actress Blair Bomar on behalf of From Dusk Till Dawn, the TV show. It's on the El Rey Network, right?
It is. It's Robert Rodriguez's network, all his own. And it's Troublemaker Studios, which is based out of Austin, Texas, which is where I'm from. So it was a really sweet homecoming to be able to go back over the summer and shoot some episodes with him. It was awesome.
Oh, absolutely. Sounds like some great stuff there. And now, Blair, you know, making your start, I know you were in Band Slam and more of a kids-oriented film, and then, of course, From Dusk Till Dawn now.
Kids
much different.
What are you talking about?
Well, I mean, Joseph loves that stuff.
Oh, thank you.
No, it was a good movie. But what do you prefer more? I mean, in terms of genre, do you have any sort of preference? You know, when you get into working, do you kind of like that horror genre, or is there something that if you had to pick your choice, if multiple projects are thrown your way and, you know, you had to choose maybe two at one time? I know a lot of things go into play, but any genre that sort of stands out to you?
You know, I love being part of sci-fi and horror. It's so much fun, and it's kind of got this fantastical element to it, you know? Halloween is my favorite holiday by far and away. I have some actor friends who are like, oh my God, we dressed up all year long. Why would you take this excuse to go and do that again? I'm like, what? I have three different outfits. It's amazing. I'm trick-or-treating. I'm going to Universal Studios. I love horror and sci-fi, and I was thrilled to make this. And it also, you know, I just pretty much year round pretend like I'm a witch, even though I'm not. And I also have sort of like vampire-esque teeth anyway. So I just feel like, you know, I was born to play this role. Band Slam was like a high school musical-esque, like teeny bopper thing. And that was fun too, because I got to be sort of a bitchy cheerleader and be really upset at my ex-best friend. And anything that allows me to be slightly over the top, I kind of get into. So, and also just the people you're working with makes all the difference. So regardless of the genre, if it's somebody that's passionate about what they're doing and believes in what they're doing, and, you know, the character teaches you something about yourself, I'm sold.
Yeah. Yes, I love it. You know, I'm just in my head. I'm thinking, you know, like we need like a horror musical. You know, that'd be perfect.
We can cast. Well, Jason Segel did that in Forgetting Sarah Marshall.
Yeah,
remember
that's true.
The Dracula thing.
So we got to get Blair, you know, cast in that, and it's going to be my favorite movie ever. You know,
oh
for
my
multiple
God, yes,
reasons.
Please get on that right away. I would be so grateful. Thank you.
Yes. You know, and we love Halloween as well. You know, I'm so glad that you said it's your favorite holiday.
Yeah.
It's ours as well. You know, that's why we're celebrating Halloween all month long on Breakthrough Entertainment. And so do you know yet what your Halloween costume this year, what your plans are, and how early did you start planning that costume?
I've been thinking about this since last year, actually. I actually bought a costume last year that I didn't end up wearing. I'm like, okay, well, next year. But then, of course, since then, I've thought of a million different ones. I was Gone Girl last year, which I was really proud of.
How'd you do that?
I did, okay, you know, that scene, I don't want to ruin anything.
Yeah.
So cover
Maybe
your ears
I shouldn't
if you haven't.
Right.
Cover your ears if you haven't seen the movie. But when she, it's after she murders the dude in bed and she's in her lingerie and covered in blood. Mm-hmm. And I just got like a blonde wig, covered myself in blood, and put on a little negligee with a robe. And people were like, wait, who are you? And then the second that they realized it, they're like, oh, that's awesome. Like, yeah. So that one was a hit.
Are pictures of that on your Facebook? Because we need to see that.
Yes. Yes, there's a picture of that on my Instagram.
Okay, excellent.
Julie Blair.
Great. Yes. We would also love to go trick-or-treating with you in the near future.
Oh, my God. I would love that. I would adore that. Please, let's make that happen.
Yes.
I was thinking, have you guys heard of Margot Robbie's new film, The Suicide Squad?
Yes.
Harley Quinn in it?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, I thought about Harley Quinn. I thought that might be a cool costume.
Oh, I think that would be great.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, more common. I feel like more people are going to be doing that.
But that's true.
Like, oh, that's such a cool character.
That's what I find difficult, because you want to be something that people recognize, but you also don't want a costume that someone else is going to have. So that I always I make my costumes homemade. I'm not going to reveal what it is right now.
What you're wearing isn't homemade.
Well, yes, it is homemade. I'm wearing a Frankenweenie costume that I made.
Really?
Yes.
You made that shirt?
I didn't sew the shirt.
Yeah, come on. You silk screened that and everything?
No, I didn't do that.
Hey, Joseph, there's a stain on your shirt.
All right. Well, is it really? But yes, yeah. We are wearing costumes, by the way. We probably should have told you that, Blair. I'm wearing a Frankenweenie costume right now, and Greg is dressed as...
I have a beard.
Oh, there you go.
I'm like ZZ Top, a biker guy, and a rabbi all in one.
Oh, my God. You don't understand how I feel about beards. Like, I love beards. I'm obsessed with them.
I have a beard anyways. It's just a little smaller than this one. Well, I'll show you when we go trick-or-treating.
Great. I can't wait. Please just keep growing it out and don't stop.
Okay.
And we didn't... I think I cut you off. You didn't tell us what you were... So you're thinking Harley Quinn this year, right?
Harley Quinn for this year, yeah. And I just put on some cat ears so that I didn't feel left out for this interview.
Oh, perfect.
Thank you for telling me. Yeah.
You know what? Last year at Savers, I passed up a cat woman outfit, and I was thinking, I would never wear that. And I was I'm like killing myself because I'm thinking, that would have been excellent. How funny would that have been? Me dressed up as Catwoman.
Wow.
Yes. See, you should always trust your instincts. Like, really, when you feel that feeling, just, go with it. Like, get it.
Yes.
I want to support that in you.
People would have mistaken Joseph for Anne Hathaway.
Yeah, I think so. But this has just been such an excellent interview. Blair, we've got to have you back on the show sometime soon. The show is From Dusk Till Dawn. If you were ever in Phoenix, please let us know. We would love to have you in studio. And seriously, Greg and I would love to go trick-or-treating.
Oh, my God. I am so excited. I'm getting ready now. Yay.
Perfect. We'll see you soon.
So nice meeting you guys.
Nice meeting
Thank you
too.
Blair.
Happy Halloween, Blair.
Happy Halloween.
And of course, Blair Bomar, great stuff there, and it's fantastic that she loves Halloween just like us. And
2 weeks in a row,
absolutely,
where I am in love with our guest. Last week it was Alicia Rotaru, just blew me away. We've had many positive comments
great
saying
stuff.
How people just love her,
her
attitude and her mm-hmm. positivity and just how much fun she was. And Blair is every bit as much fun as she was. Just so.
Definitely check out From Dusk Till Dawn, the series, and great stuff with
show.
Blair there. And especially whether you've seen any of the movies beforehand or not, or if you the show's in its second season.
Yeah.
So a lot of people I know have already checked it out, but some great stuff there, and a lot of good things I'm sure to come. From Blair here in the future. I see here a film that she just completed, Cubicle Cowboy, I believe.
And
So next time we have her on, we'll ask her about some more things coming up.
I have a cowboy hat.
There you go.
Yeah.
Hey now.
Oh.
You'll wear it when you guys trick or treat.
I can't wait.
Yeah, and I got to grow my beard out.
Yes.
I keep this one and glue it on like it's real. And
One of these days, I joke, but one of these days, love connection's going to strike up between me and one of our guests.
Yes. Now, welcoming Chuck Woolery to the show.
No, not him. All right, well. Yeah,
he's sort of a nutty guy
now. A different
now.
Guy.
Yeah.
Yeah. But we need to hear some more from Harry Belafonte. Shake, Jump in the line from the ending
Love
of
it.
Beetlejuice.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
And if you weren't dancing to Banana Boat Song, then I'm sure that you're dancing right now. Jump in the line. Beetlejuice. Breakthrough Entertainment's Halloween Spooktacular.
Can't wait for Beetlejuice 2. I'm glad Joseph mentioned it's still on track, hopefully, to happen. I know it's been talked about for a while.
Great. Can we do like the conga line here in studio? There's a few
you can
of us
do
here.
It. Yeah.
No, we need like you involved too. Eric, will you conga with me?
No, thank you.
Oh. We're going to have to get John Cusack, Bill Pullman, Bill Paxton, and of course, Jeff Goldblum is now added to the list. And Bill Pullman reprising their roles in Independence Day 2.
If Blair was here, she'd conga with
me. I would do, yes. Right here on 1480 AM KPHX here in Phoenix. We'll be right back. Work your body, Linus. Work, Sinora. Work it all the time. You can talk about cha-cha. Tango, waltz, or the rumba. See, Nora's dance has no title. You jump in the saddle, hold on to the bridle. Jump in the line, rock your body and time. Okay, I believe you. Jump in the line, rock your body. Rock your body, child. Jump in the line, rock your body and time. Somebody help me. Jump in the line, rock your body and time.